Hey y'all, I'm back with another episode. Just wanted to stop in. Hope everybody had a happy 4th. I had a very adventurous and exciting weekend, and I'm ready for the week to come of me just enjoying my vacation, relaxing, not doing nothing. I was on a scholar circle and I said, you know what, I'm gonna sit here and watch my show instead of doing any work. That work will get done. The summer is not over. But I'm just checking in. It's a couple things that, you know, I kind of seen over this past couple days. It just kind of had me envisioning of just living out my all-time dream, because life is short and we don't, you know, I feel like we're running out of time, and the world is slowly coming to a real end. And it doesn't matter who supports you and who doesn't, who want to rock with you and who doesn't. It's important that you know who you are and what you're doing and what your purpose is, because when we get like blindsided with the people who we want to truly support us and be by our side, we start to forget and lose focus of why we're doing what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I've learned that, you know, it's not okay that people don't understand in you know, different ways of how you're living your life and the things you're going through. But you can't worry about what people understand or don't understand, or make assumptions that they do understand or don't understand. But people actions show more than any words can say. And what I have just been seeing is people's actions towards me and how they truly, what they truly think of me. And this is rather foe, family, or friend, or whoever. And my thing is, I don't want to be a person that cuts people completely off, but I found that God has been doing that for me. And I have just been wanting to be close to people who are truly not in my corner and truly aren't for me. And he has been telling me, you got to get with people who going to elevate you and take you to the next level. And in order for you to do that, you're going to have to, you know, break ties with people who don't have like mindsets and who are negative and who always want to pull you down all the time. And this is including your family. Like it's it doesn't matter who or what. You cannot afford to allow people to put you in a negative place or a bad place because they don't want to see the place where they're going. You know what I'm saying? Like that's really, really real to me. And it's just become apparent. And I was watching this TikTok video, this girl who, she's inspiring to be a rapper. And, she posted her video, and then after, she had some people hit her, inbox her, and say, yeah, girl, you know, I support you, and blase, blase. And she made a second video before she posted her other rap video. She said, for all those persons who said they truly support me, I don't see those likes going up. And it just made me stop and think, like, people will say that they support you and all these other types of things, but you don't really see that. And that was proof right there that that young lady did that, that showed that people not really saying what they are doing for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a real person, you should be real in understanding if you truly do want to do for people or help people or support people or not. And that shouldn't be a question of a yes or a no. And I just become like very clear mindsetted about that, and very mindful of people who I let in my circle and my space, because it's just really people who do not, and that's okay. They're meant for one thing, and that's to just teach you how to continue to elevate and also elevate other people. So that's, you know, what I wanted to come and kind of like say this to empower other women and just people in general. Like, if you want to do something and you got your mind and your heart and your spirit set on it, just do it. Now's the time. That, you know, it's not, don't let time get away from you. Don't waste time trying to listen or wait to be inspired by folks, because they never going to do it. You got to do it for yourself. And that's real. And, you know, shout out to my husband, Eric. Like, you know, he's just living his dreams too. And despite what anybody is doing or not doing, he always make things happen despite any circumstances, issues, or problems. And, you know, I love him for that, and that's exactly why we have each other. So I'm appreciative of him giving me, keep, you know, pushing me and keeping me on that level to understand, like, you don't put yourself in a position to keep powering and fueling other people who are not fueling and powering you. Like, we need that too, especially women. Like, women out here doing their things, owning businesses, becoming CEOs and everything. Like, we need people to really stand by us for real too. And I think that that's truly important. And so that's what I wanted to come and share with y'all in my segment today. Like, just don't be puzzled if people are surprised or shocked if people don't show up to your debuts or especially your day one people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be surprised that you doing something different and, you know, they don't really think that it's something that is you. Well, you ain't asked them. You doing it because you know it's you. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I am feeling this week and have been feeling this week and have been seeing with people. And like, it to some degree, you got to encourage other people, but you got to do it for yourself too. So this message is also for me. You know, I've become this super dope person, and it's a shame that only certain people know that, for real. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. And I don't have to care about the people who don't, because the people who are pushing me, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to come and empower women to not let those things stop them. If you want to start that business, go ahead. Go ahead, start printing out your labels. Go ahead, start posting cards. Go ahead, make your business cards. Don't stop at anything or let nobody stop you from doing anything because they saying, oh, this is not gonna work, and, you know, oh, that's not a great idea, it should be this or whatever. Like, if you gotta listen to people real close, because people will tell you who they are real fast. And at the end of the day, you gotta be the encouragement for yourself, and that's real. So make sure you like your girl, share your girl stuff, and, you know, I'm gonna test that girl out from TikTok. Her name's Kiki. Like, I might even put some descriptions, you know, for her or whatever. Like, I think she's pretty dope, you know. But at the end of the day, you gotta support people sometimes. Sometimes people need to hear it, and then sometimes people just need to feel themselves and just feel inspired, not just so much from people, but just inspiring them for themselves. So I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll probably post next week. See you guys later.